The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And with me by my side today is the beautiful, talented, intelligent, sexy woman I call my wife.
Hi. Hold on.
She's otherwise occupied, can you tell? She's actually doing something very important on social media right now. And you would think, well, how can that be important? Well, we're going to tell you about it in a little while once it's launched. So those of you who enjoy social media, we'll be putting something on there here in a few minutes that we'll announce, and you can go look at it. It's pretty interesting.
They've changed what I've done before in the past.
Uh-huh.
So if I don't say anything for a while, my friends out there, there's a reason.
You're figuring it out.
Well, yeah, because right now they got it going to people who like Kelsey Ballerini, who is a singer. So
I got it.
I need a minute.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Take your time.
Sorry.
Social media is, necessary evil, in my opinion, but that's the way it is. Okay, I'm going to turn you up. You're going to have to talk a little bit so Chris can hear you.
My hair is too low? No, I'm just kidding. I read it, Chris. Oh, I'm in a good mood this morning. Any better, Chris?
So, we're testing the microphones as we have an opportunity to do so in the morning, and we invite you to call. This is the day we're giving away our fishing tackle package, striped bass package. I've seen some of the stuff that's going to be in there, and it's pretty impressive from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So, we want to get you registered for that, for today's drawing, and that you can do that by calling us at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You call in, you leave your phone number, and then you go on the air with me or Robin just to say hi or ask a question or make a comment. And after that, you're in the contest. Robin?
Yes, sir.
Can you turn the volume off on the TV, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it. I apologize.
And Thank both of you are at the perfect volume.
Perfect volume. That's correct.
Yeah.
Perfect volume. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. How was your week, buddy?
They just seem to be going by faster and faster and faster.
Yes. It seems like just a few minutes ago we were up in Garrett County. We were in Allegheny County broadcasting the show from the hotel there in Frostburg. And I talked to several people that listened. They said it sounded like you were in the studio. So that's a good thing when I hear that. We do a remote broadcast, and it sounds, like normal. So you sounded good last week. I think we sounded good. So the amazing part of that was we didn't have a Wi-Fi connection. The machine wasn't plugged into anything. The only way we were able to broadcast it was from the hotspot on Robin's cell phone. So to me, that technology is pretty amazing. But that's where we are in our world right now. So anyway, that number again is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the event we attended last weekend when we announced we were going there. It was the National Deer Association, formerly Quality Deer Management Association, Mountain Maryland Chapter, which comprises the western part of Maryland, mostly Garrett County. The president is A.J. Fleming, and they had a great bunch of, board members, volunteers. They're all volunteers. And they set up a nice room in the Southern Rescue Squad building there, like a fire hall, and set up banquet tables and so forth. And they gave us a space to measure white-tailed deer and black bears. And there, unfortunately, no Sika deer came in, but not too many Sika deer in Western Maryland anyway. So we had two of our measures there. It was Chuck Wilcox and Steve Keithley. And they started bringing in deer first thing in the morning. They had some sitting there waiting for us, as a matter of fact. And Chuck got there about 8:30. Steve rolled in about 9:30. Steve had driven all the way up from Calvert County in the morning, and Chuck stayed overnight. We were able to socialize with Chuck and his wife on Friday night a little bit and get to know them a little better. And, had a nice meal together. And then Chuck started measuring. And it was nonstop measuring from about 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock. There were 30 deer that came in. We measured 27 of them. Three of them were transfers from the Pope and Young Club, which were both deer taken by archery that we transferred into the Maryland records from the national records. Of course, they're in both places now. And five bears came in. We had several youth entries, several young ladies, and a youth bear. Actually, two youth bears. There's a bear on our social media page a couple of days ago that was bear number 15 that was taken the first day of the modern Maryland bear season in 2004. I believe it was October 25th. Young man was 16 years old. The bear weighed 500 pounds, was 12 and a half years old, and is now ranking number 4 in the record book because of the measurements of the skull. So that bear was 20. I'd have to look on the social media page, but it was well over Boone and Crockett minimum, which is the Boone and Crockett Club national record keeping organization. So he will be entered in the Maryland part of the Boone and Crockett Club. And we have, Maryland now has 4 bears, I believe, in Boone and Crockett, soon to be 5 or 6. So that's where we are. The 30 whitetails wound up, like I said, 4 of them did not qualify for the book, just didn't have large enough antlers. There's a minimum. And outstanding animals, though, beautiful deer, and people were very proud of them, and they should have been. So it was a really good event. So they served us dinner, and we made a full day of it. Robin and I stayed over. Chuck and his wife stayed over. Steve and his wife Sunny drove back to Southern Maryland because Steve had something else to do on Sunday. So that was our event. Let's see, how many deer? 26, 31 new entries in the book, of the record book. The record book is called Maryland's Finest, the records and the legacy. Excuse me, edition 1 is out there. It's available a few places, but primarily online. If you'd like to order that, you're certainly welcome to visit bucksbearsstags.com, bucks-bears-stags.com, or you can put it in your search engine. It'll pull up our Facebook page and pull up our website, and you can order Maryland's Finest right there online and find out more about us. If you have an animal that you think would make the record book, or there's one in your family from decades ago, something hanging on the wall that looks pretty good, give us a call on the number on the Facebook page or on the website, or email us, or just email me, and we'll walk you through the process and send you to the closest measure. I know people all over Maryland are listening. So there you go. All right, let's see. Oh, we have some callers. That's great. Let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi and get in on this. I like the, when you win something. I won
the fish and tackle.
Yeah, I won the, by the way, I called in on, I'm forgetting which one of the It was either Casey or Bruce Elliott.
Right.
It was the fake news contest. You call in and they give you three stories, one of which...
I love that contest.
Oh, that's the one in the morning with Sean? Yeah, got it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They always... Chuck is always, you know, they always kind of like...
Chuck, the traffic guy?
Yeah, he sounds like a wonderful... They all sound wonderful. And so, like you folks, you're just all wonderful people down there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a book by Bill O'Reilly, that Killing of the Mob.
Oh yes,
he's wrote a big whole series of these killing Lincoln. He kills everybody.
Sure.
And, you guys do a lot of killing. You could have written Killing the White Tail.
I could. So, I could have. Or Killing a Buffalo Head. I think that would be more exciting.
A buffalo?
A buffalo head. A duck. A little duck.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
By the way, talk about a head. My cousin up in Michigan, they also catch, like, sheep's head. Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm. Freshwater sheep's head in Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, they say it's like a poor man's lobster.
Really? Yeah. Well, we went to dinner with friends at a friend's house last night, Don Travis, a well-known taxidermist in Chestertown with his wife Robin and Darlene. Shout out to Darlene. She's number one fan of the show.
And it was really neat. She was so nice.
We had a wonderful dinner. Robin made... chicken fried venison.
Not this Robin.
No, Robin Travis made chicken fried venison steak, which was wonderful. There were some side dishes. One of the appetizers was grilled cobia, which was delicious. But Robin and I tried something for the very first time. Robin?
I am so excited. I'm sorry, I'm trying to take care of this. I have had a goal this summer to have snakehead.
Uh-huh.
And Donnie actually caught one this past week. I was watching. He sent some pictures of him fishing, and we got to eat snakehead. And I am in love with that fish to eat. We've got to come up with a way to market it that's even more marketable than snakehead.
Yeah,
we've been saying that.
The name itself is. And what's that? What's cobia?
Cobia, yes, COBIA. Sometimes they call them lemon fish. They get rather large. I think the state record in Maryland is over 90 pounds taken in southern Maryland. They start catching them about at the target ships or the lower bay, and then fish for them all the way down to the Bay Bridge Tunnel. They're a structure-oriented fish. Very, very powerful fish to catch. Never caught one. Been with people that have caught them.
It was really nice because Donnie cooked them on the grill,
right?
Flaked them, and served them as part of like a charcuterie board, accompaniment.
Yeah.
And it was really, really, we had so much fun last night.
Yep.
They're just great people.
Yeah.
Got to meet somebody new. It was really fun. Yeah. And I'm getting back to this.
Yeah. I Darlene. By the way, I love the way you talk, Alan. You're like, yeah, it's a structural fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. They fish for them at the Bay Bridge Tunnel because they relate to the pilings, and the target ship is another big piece of structure in the lower bay, buoy markers and things like that.
Yeah.
So
no, I understand. I understand.
Got it.
Scientific. Well, thanks for letting me enter the contest, and have a great rest of the show.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So if you want to go fishing for Kobe or anything else out there, first stop is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You can get new line wound on your reels. You can get your rod repaired if you break the tip off or something, or you need a guide replaced. They sell Shakespeare rods and reels, including the famous Ugly Stick. They've got the Fluger rods and reels, Penn rods and reels, and much, much more. As far as fishing tackle is concerned, other brands including the famous St. Croix fishing rod, which is great. They do have the light tackle trolling lures like the Sea Striker planers and the Clark spoons for trolling for those Spanish mackerel. And so they also have a large selection of live and frozen bait for fishing and crabbing and any type of, you know, fish that you like to fish for with bait. They carry fishing license and lures and hooks and terminal tackle and all that stuff, like, you know, circle hooks for rockfish and bucktails and umbrella rigs and parachutes and all that stuff. And it's located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, it being Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop. The phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. They've been around since 1957. The website is clydesports.com, two S's in the middle, and they're open 7 days a week. Clyde's Sports Shop. And now I have lost my script, and I know we had them with us for Backyard Billies. I could almost do them without any help, but we're going to come back to that. We'll be right back with a word about Backyard Billies after these messages from Chris.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
You've put it off long enough. We've been talking about this all summer, talking about getting your backyard in shape, and now you've got one more holiday left. And, of course, that's not the end of summer. You can still do plenty of family reunions and crab cookouts and, you know, picnics and all that stuff all the way through till it really gets cold. So you've got several more months to stop at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island and check out the entire line of backyard and deck furniture and including the giant selection of those colorful, and I mean colorful, poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables, and chairs, including the Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50, how bright that yard is there at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas as well. Don't forget, you can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. More on that later. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look great.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day.
Coming up soon.
Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle, and she sure is shooting straight. But I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Folks, we just posted on the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. Were you able to get it on the Outdoorsman yet?
Uh-huh.
On the Outdoorsman Radio Show page and on Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Yes,
page.
All of them.
All of them. We have, Robin, we have a...
new state record, black bear.
That's correct. It's a new state record, black bear. How about that?
How about that?
We measured that bear at Bucks, Bears, Stags. When I say we, Steve Keithley used a, what they call bear box, which is an aluminum box. What?
No. Keep going. I wanted to add something at the end.
Oh, okay. And the way it works is you only take two measurements on a bear, the widest point and the longest point. And this bear measured 22 1/16 inches. That is width plus length. When a fellow by the name of Albert Lankford shot this bear on October 24th, 2012. He took it to the check station at Mount Nebo. The bear weighs 317 pounds dressed, but had an estimated weight of 374 pounds. But Harry Spiker, who's been a guest on this show and was the bear program leader, said he remembers this bear just because of the size of this bear's head. He said it was huge. 12 and a half years old, and we figured that the bear was maybe on its way down. You know, they reach their prime, and then they start to decline weight-wise. Even though it was a giant bear, you know, the body weight had started to decline. But Albert brought this thing in a cardboard box.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Here he had measured in the bear box, but this thing had been sitting in the basement or in a closet in a box for years.
Yeah.
And he didn't know he had the Maryland state record.
Since 2012. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really nice guy, Albert Lankford. Really nice guy. He brought the skull in and he said, I knew what he had when he had this cardboard box. And I said, oh, you brought us a bear. And he goes, yeah. He set it down and I opened the box and my jaw dropped. And I showed it to Steve Keithley and I showed it to Harry Spiker. We're all going, holy moly, look at the size of that thing. It was enormous. The just the biggest skull, not the biggest skull I've ever seen on a black bear from Maryland, but that was the biggest one at the event. And I've held Cody Jones' bear skull in my hand. Now, that bear weighed 624 pounds when the record was set in 2007, but this bear was half of that weight and yet had a bigger head. So... very cool. Breaking news. You heard it here first on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We have a new state record black bear, and you can see pictures of it on all of our social media pages, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Outdoorsman Radio Show and Bucks, Bears, Stags. So I think we have like a dozen bears in the record book, which is just phenomenal. This will make bear number 4 or 5 in Boone and Crockett Club. We don't have any archery bears in Maryland that we know of that are in the record book. We'd like to know if somebody shot a bear with a bow or a crossbow. We'd like to get those bear, or even a muzzleloader. There's one muzzleloader bear in the record book, which was a sow, 300 and some pound sow. So we'd like to see all those bears start to come out from people downstate, upstate, anywhere that you know somebody who's taken a black bear. We'd like to get those bears entered in the record book. We registered one a week or so ago from Robert Underwood that made the book. That bear was, I'm not sure how big that bear was, but Robert has European Skullbusters over in Glendale, and he's the one that does the, you know, stripping of the flesh off the deer skulls and the bear skulls, and this was his own. So that was pretty cool. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You want to get in the fishing tackle contest, we're giving it away later today. And the way that works is every name gets a number, every number gets put into the, you know, one through whatever, put into the random number generator on Robin's phone, and somebody's going to win. So why don't you give us a call here at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So our buddy Joe's been reading, Robin.
Uh-huh.
He's been reading about Australia. Do you know what their number one export is?
In Australia?
Yeah.
Good-looking men?
No.
No.
You only wish. I'm not from there. Sorry for your mistake.
I just love the accent. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, their number one export is boomerangs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's their number one import, too.
Okay, cool. Is what? Boomer? Oh God. Thanks, Joe. Hey, and we got Glenn on the line.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan, Rob, how you doing?
Good, you?
Doing good, how are you?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Did you get a big thunderstorm up there last week? I mean, last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at Chestertown.
We were in Chestertown last night. And, it looked ominous when we were on our way home, and we were kind of beating it to the... Down the highway, and then we caught it somewhere around 50 and 213. Mm. So it was a wet ride home after that. But beautiful light show.
We didn't get a lot of rain.
No. Beautiful light show, though.
Oh, the lightning was amazing.
So, do you stay up and watch them, or is it?
I was kind of in bed. I mean, I heard it. You know,
yeah. I like to watch them. I used to really like to watch them when I lived up in the mountains up in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. They would go across the mountains and, you know, you'd watch them from one mountain range to the next. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I was, you know, a lot younger, kid and all, of course, the hall upstairs, there's a window right at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Just sit there and look at it, and I was sort of more that's toward the west.
Yeah.
Watching.
Yep. Well, they're fascinating to me. So, you know, I learned how far away they were when I was younger, a lot younger. And, you know, when you see the lightning and then you count 1001, 1002, if you get to 5, you know, it's a mile away, but you figure if sound travels at 1100 feet per second and light travels at, well, the speed of light. So you're going to see the...
I think it's 186,000 miles or something like that.
I think you're right. So the light's going to get there a lot quicker than the sound.
Yeah.
You know, so once you see the light, if you start to count immediately, if it's 1 second or less, it's within 1,100 feet, 300 yards of you, the center of the storm. If you get to 2, it's, of course, you know, 2,200 feet, 300 feet, and so forth. A mile being 5,280, that's somewhere between 4 and 5 seconds if it's a mile away. So, interesting stuff. So are you going to go out for doves the first day?
I'm planning on it.
Are you?
I have an appointment that morning, but late morning. But
yeah. There'll be plenty of them there, no question. I've seen a lot of doves. First day of dove season this coming week is Wednesday. It's also the opening day, I believe, of squirrel season, Chris. And Chris, you would know better than I on the squirrel season. Is it September 1st?
September 4th is opening day, and it goes until February 28th.
That's right. It's a Saturday. It's not the 1st. But it is resident goose opening day as well. So, so there's going to be some people out in the field, and you're going to hear some gunshots. So, anything else going on there, buddy Glenn? What's that?
Just not really.
Not really? Mm-hmm. Well, good luck out there. Hope everything goes well at the doctors. Mm-hmm. So, and I guess we'll talk to you a little later.
Righto. Bye. Take care. God bless. You
know. All right.
You too, Glenn.
You too, Glenn.
Stay cool.
Great.
Indeed. Tough to do these days, that's for sure. Stay cool, you know. So, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, of course, archery season, bow season in Maryland comes in on the 10th, I believe, the first Friday after Labor Day. And, of course, they're geared up. They're busy. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop is 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They carry Matthews bows, including the new V3, the Bowtech and Diamond bows, Hoyt. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, 10 Point. They tune each bow and they tune each crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store. And, you know, you can shoot it in the store, make sure it's shooting right. And it'll fit your draw length and your poundage requirements. And choose your arrows and accessories and all will be cut and mounted professionally and correctly. And if you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. So Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work on my crossbow and my compound as well. And the bow technician, Corey, can't ask for any better. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and for some reason it breaks, you break a cable, cut a string, Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours. Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center, for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. Phone number, 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
Storm Prediction Center keeps us at risk for some isolated severe weather to kick off the weekend. Had it around yesterday, we'll have it around today. We're in the upper 80s, near 90 this afternoon. Scattered storms early tonight, low 72 degrees. And then partly cloudy on Sunday with temps in the upper 80s near 90. Scattered storms Monday, 92. And then Ida, which is down in the Gulf of Mexico this weekend, does bring some heavier downpours all the way up into the mid-Atlantic for Wednesday and to kick off September. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
Robin, I believe you said you want to go catch a snakehead, if I heard you correctly.
Yes, I do.
Well, we need to go. Once the weather cools
once
off.
Once the weather breaks, I'll go.
Yeah.
I am not going right. I walked outside at, it was, what time did you leave yesterday?
I don't know, 6:30, 7?
No, when you went get the car worked on, so you didn't leave till like
8:30. Oh, yeah, about 8, left, right.
Let's say 9 o'clock, I walk outside. It says 82 degrees. Great, I'll sit out there for a little while. It was like 103 heat index at 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, forget it.
Now all that's going to change early next week.
That's Ida's coming up, right, or something?
Yes, uh-huh.
Awesome. I mean, I don't want anybody to get a hurricane and get hurt, but I love... You know, I love tracking weather and stuff. I mean, it's just one of my big...
Yeah, high 84 is Wednesday, high 80, Thursday's 81, Friday's 81.
Well, I saw 70, the 70s last on mine.
Well, that would be the lows.
No, I meant...
Oh, really?
For the highs. That's weird.
Okay.
But that was a couple days ago.
Got it.
Before they knew what was going
410 on. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And that will get you in the fishing contest. All you have to do, fishing tackle contest from... Tackle Box, Tim Sherman. All you have to do is leave your name and number and go on the air with me, just or Robin, either one. You can select now. You can pick which co-host you'd like to address.
Excuse me?
And one of them is conscious. So.
I am very conscious. I was taking care of your wishes.
Facebook post.
Huh?
Yeah, you were taking care of the Facebook post.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I gotcha. So we've already got some of our listeners looking and liking the page.
I saw that already.
Commenting, so, yeah. So.
That's awesome.
Oh, a bit of news. A bit of more news from the week.
Uh-oh.
Eastern Shore, our apparel business, which has been basically inactive since,
COVID hit.
Since COVID hit. No shows to do or anything like that, a few little online orders. And some of our listeners, like Patrick and John, have ordered hats and so forth. We have received our registered trademark notification from the United States Patent Office. So Geestern Shore, Geestern Shore, is now a registered trademark of Ellis Outdoors, LLC. So that means that we can move forward with some of the plans that we've had. And we've got some shows opening up, some public events opening up. We'll be at the Waterfowl Festival, and I think we're going to be at the Delmarva Outdoor Show in Harrington on 1st, 2nd, 3rd of October, where we'll also be measuring some Maryland animals. Likely some people from Delaware will show up to have their animals measured as well. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. We'll More on that as it unfolds, as we talk to the principals in those endeavors. So right now, let's see. Do we have Gary on the line? Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. What's going on?
Well, I'm just hanging out, listening to you sometimes.
Hanging out. Well, that's good. What's that?
I'm a hunter.
Okay, good.
I'm a hunter.
Uh-huh.
And it's crazy because I called last week, but it was so late in the show that the guy said he might get me on, might not.
Right.
I told him I'd call back this week, so I did. And I'm
awesome.
Listening to you now. But I'm in, it's hard to believe, I got Alexa up here. I'm in Crowders, Virginia.
Well, that's fine.
So, and I'm right on the Virginia, West Virginia line.
Right.
Crowders, Virginia?
Yeah. So, what part of Virginia is, would that be? Southeast.
That is. Well, I don't know what where to be. Look, if you come, you've been to the Luray Caverns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get off that exit and head out 259 to Broadway or Timberville toward the West Virginia, you get off there 45 minutes, you can be on my place. I have 35 acres up here.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Cool.
Oh, my God. You don't know how nice. I don't see nothing. There's no house. There's one cabin around me, and I can see the top of it from my place. Other than that, I'm hooked up to the National Forest, so it's quiet. It's, you know what I mean?
Yep. Sounds like where you want to be.
Sounds like where I want to be.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm getting ready to give it up. I've drove tractor and trailers 50 years, so... I hurt my arm last year, so I've been up here. I had a double wide put in up here. I had an old trailer where I put a double wide in. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on that, trying to get it ready. But I'm like you. I love hunting. I love getting out. I love up here. I feed the deer. I don't hunt my property really, but I've killed deer and bear and stuff up here for 40 years. When I got out of the Army in 68, my cousin taught me into hunting. He said, come on. I went up and he had a dairy farm. I worked at a dairy farm with him all summer. Then he said, come on, go hunting with me. So ever since then, I've been on top of this mountain up here hunting.
That's great, man.
But I got two bad stories, one good one for you.
All right. Well, how about just sharing one story with us today, and you can give us a call back next week. How's that?
Okay, I'll give you the one I was going to call you about the first time.
Okay.
Last week you were talking about deer.
Right.
And this and that. Well, year before last, my neighbor kept hearing something down over the ridge. So he said he kept hearing it for a couple of days. He went down over the ridge, and he finally kept every now and then hear it. You know how a deer will bay like a sheep. So he kept hearing this noise. He kept following it every now and then. Finally found it was a deer down there. She was no bigger than a puppy dog. Couldn't get up, couldn't nothing. She was blind in one eye. Well, we found that out later. So he brought him down to my son, and he says, what do you think about this? What do you want to do about it? So my son took the deer, worked with her. She couldn't even get up. Him and a friend of mine kept working till he. He went out and bought these calf bottles, you know, that you feed calves with and calf milk. He worked with it. I know he spent over $500 on that deer. And we kept her all summer. And I mean, she'd get in the yard. He'd come home from work. She'd be running up down the yard like a puppet dog waiting for him.
So how did it turn out?
Okay. How it turned out was it got close to wintertime, and we didn't think she was enough healthy to turn her out.
Right.
Because we have, we got a couple wolves up here and coyotes and bear and up here. Well, I told her she's never going to make it. You got to do something because you can't keep her in a trailer.
So how did it work out?
He took her down to Waynesboro. And how it worked, well, he took her down there to the wildlife thing because he figured, well, they'd know how to, they take care of her until they could put her out, right?
Right.
Well, for all his work, he got a $300 fine. And they called the game warden on him.
Right.
And he got $300. They fined him $300. And the game warden said, well, I could give you another ticket or so.
Right.
So that's what you get out for all your good hard work.
I understand. Yep. Well, I appreciate the call, my friend. We have to move along, but give us a call next week, okay?
I'll call you. I'll listen to you soon.
All right.
Well,
man.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
Alexa for us, too. Hey, you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use. Well, Robin and I did, too. We're looking at it right now. But before we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, it was just a hole in the wall. It sure was. I didn't put any wood in it. We, you know, it had been started how many times, Robin, while you were here for 20 years?
Three.
How'd it work out?
Usually smoke in the house.
Yeah, exactly. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is a premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert. It happens to be an Enviro EX35 model. And they did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And you know what? We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, the remote control, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency. And now's the perfect time to have your own installed. Perfect time to own a new pellet stove, gas stove, electric, or wood stove, all from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, your choice. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather. It's coming right around the corner. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12-gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's 1,000 lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds. Wear a clear head and a steady hand, is all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, You'll hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have Tom on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Well,
I like your music. It brought back memories of my grandfather and double barrel 12 gauge he gave me as a kid.
There you go.
Take me hunting.
Good for you.
I love the music they play. I got to admit it.
Yep. So what's
Who
up?
Who picks it? Who picks it? Do you miss Alice?
It's all of us get to pick different things. Most of it was here with and Chris and Alan have picked some. I've added some.
We're
eclectic.
We are eclectic. But, you know, anytime I get a CD or something like that, I usually take it in and have excerpts done from it. Some are from Michael Waddell. Some are from people that email us their songs, you know, and that type of thing. So
I'm the same way. I don't think there's any genre of music that I can't appreciate. If it's good music, you know, good music is good music.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was listening earlier. I was doing dishes in the kitchen, so I was only catching bits and pieces. And what did you say, Mr. Ellis, about the bear? How big were you? I knew you put out a number of inches. Right. Was that for the head?
Yes. The way the score is registered on a bear is the length plus the width of the skull. The only two measurements that you have in 16ths of an inch to the nearest 16th. If you're above a 16th, like another 32nd of an inch, then that goes to the upper 16th. This bear exceeded the former record that was set by Cody Jones in 2006 or 7, I believe. I have to look at the
standing on its hind legs, how tall do you figure?
Oh, I have no idea. The bear weighed 312 pounds, field dressed, estimate 374, which is exactly half of what Cody Jones' bear weighed that was the former state record. So, but this bear was 12 and a half years old, so a discussion among the people there who have experience with the bears seem to think that this bear might have been on decline. So even
is
though it had attained probably
a mature?
Sorry?
Is that considered a mature bear?
12? Oh, yes, 12 and a half years long. Old. Yes, very mature. Very mature. So, like I said, it may have been on decline because of its age. The teeth were just in still in good shape. We actually had a bear that might have measured more, and that was on our Facebook page a couple of days ago. But unfortunately, whoever processed the bear cut the back end of the skull off, and he lost probably more than 2 inches of skull. So you can't measure what's not there, and you can't make up a number. But we have a picture on the Bucks Bear Stags Facebook page of the bear's skull next to another 21-something-inch bear skull, and you can see the difference. That bear was actually older. Teeth were worn down, you know, far more. Could have been bigger than the current state record, but he just didn't have it because of the skull.
And we need to mention that to butchers out there. They really... Chopping the back of the head off really does a disservice.
Right. You're right. Not just out there. It happened in Carroll County today.
No, I'm saying out there in Radioland.
Radioland, yeah.
Not out there in Garrett County, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hold me over until the next hour?
Sure.
We'll do that. Hey, everybody. Get out, stay safe, enjoy your family, and stay cool, stay hydrated.